You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Crossroads After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Crossroads After Show.
You guys, this is CMT Crossroads with Katy Perry and Casey Musgraves. I'm one of your hosts, Whitney Lane, joined with the lovely...
Hi, I'm JJ Jorgens.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marissa Serafini.
And before we dig in, we got a little plug
for our favorite lady. Our great favorite lady, Maria Menounos. She has her new health book out, The Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. It's all about how she lost 40 pounds and how you can keep it off, too. Read it. It's great. There's great recipes, great interviews with celebrities and health fitness experts. And it's such an easy read, and I love it. Every girl should get it. Every guy should get it, too.
Hold it up one more time.
Yes.
You would say roar. You would say roar to that, you guys.
If you want bod like Maria's, definitely read this book. It's so healthy and it's great.
I think our engineer Steven has been reading it as well because he's lost like, what, 15 pounds now?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, Steven also took amazing photos in this book too. Check out some of his work.
Love it. All working together.
Yes, definitely check it out. It's available at Barnes & Nobles, Amazon, anywhere you can buy books.
Well, speaking of hot ladies, let's dig into the 50th episode of CMT Crossroads. Woo-hoo. Can y'all believe it?
Wow.
I mean, I don't think I definitely haven't caught all of them.
No, I haven't. Mm-hmm. There's so many out there.
There are.
And it's been going on for a long time.
Great
too.
Collabs. This was an exciting one because it was actually shot here in L.A., usually shot in Nashville, shot over at Sony Studios, Stage 12, and I actually got to go, you guys. So that was
really fun
to see. But two of the leading ladies right now within their genres, country mm-hmm. and pop. What'd you think overall? Like, if you just had to, like, rate the show, what would you say?
I thought it was fun. There was a lot of fun energy in seeing the perspectives of the two completely different women, but how they both admired each other's music throughout all these years I thought was fascinating because you would never think of all these artists. You know, I mean, you see artists, they appreciate other people's work, but then knowing that, like, Katy was a big fan of Casey and vice versa, I thought that was a really fun collaboration.
Sure. I agree. I love seeing two strong women, and I liked the contrast. I liked the different, you know, Katy a little more edgy, a little more, you know, green hair, a little more bold, mm-hmm. and Casey just a little more reserved, but kind of channeling the old Dolly Parton in her classic country ways.
Absolutely. Rocking that fringe.
I love the fringe, too. The fringe and the short shorts and uh-huh. the, it's just awesome. And I just love every time. I think it's so fun to hear the artists switch songs and switch
Me
things
too.
Up a little bit. I really just takes and puts a new spin on everything. I really enjoy.
Well, they kicked it off with Teenage Dream, but I love also because they're singing each other's songs, but like Casey's the one that starts it and she's mm-hmm. singing Katy's song. And I always love when it's not like they don't like take full ownership of their song. They share it. And it's mm-hmm. always fun to see how the different take on it. But Teenage Dream, I mean, that's just a classic yeah. of Katy Perry. So that was a great one to start the show off with. But when we were actually watching them film, they actually did all of Casey's songs first. They filmed all those, and then they filmed all of Katy's.
Okay, good to know. Because when watching it, I noticed, like, the first three or four songs, I was like, these are all Casey's songs. I kind of want to hear mm-hmm. Katy's versions. I mean, we started off with Teenage Dream, but the songs after that, it was all Casey's. And I'm like, you know what? I mean, I love Casey, but we need some Katy. So mm-hmm. that's good to know. And that's probably how they edited it, too.
I have to say, the editing was awesome because, like, the little tidbits, like, where did you all see where Katy's like, oh, I need to start that over. Like, yeah. I want to start. It's like, they did have to do a few songs over because, like, something would happen and the camera guys are like, oh, we gotta do it again, you know. So they had a few songs that we got to hear multiple times, which was fun, but the girls were like, oh, another one, because they sang, I mean, we heard eight, they sang 10 or 12. I mean, it was a long show.
I kind of wanted to see a little more of that because they gave that as a teaser as they went out mm-hmm. to commercial, I believe. So I thought when they came back, they might show all of that because I really like those moments. I think it's fun as a fan to just see that, you know, they screw up too and they just how they handle it and how it's not a big deal if you mess up in life or screw things up live even in front of a bunch of people or for a show. You know, it happens. And I think it endears people more to you to see you them do things like that.
So true. And that's the cool thing about actually seeing the show live is you do get to see little tidbits in between breaks. I mean, let's talk a little bit about the wardrobe. They were like, glam team, where's the glam? You guys, like,
that was hysterical.
They came out so many times. Like, it wasn't even a joke. They were like, we need glam, we need glam. And, like, literally, you hear it be like, what, my wig, I need some wig fixing or something, was Casey Musgraves was saying. Like, they came out a lot.
Well, we did see the little tidbit of it, and I loved how Katy Perry was, like, really playing it up. You're like, hey, yeah, like, that's God's voice. You know, here comes the glam team.
Are you saying I'm ugly?
Yeah. So, like, I love the humor in between that. So knowing, I thought that just happened once, but knowing that happened multiple times makes it even more humorous.
It was funny.
I even liked her little bit about wanting to have a cartoon about the green cactus, because I thought that was true. And I didn't get a chance to yet, but I wanted to Google search that, because I'm like, there has to be a cartoon about a sad cactus, because is this true that no one would hug it? No one would get close to it.
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, she should actually maybe animate that.
Would not doubt that will happen.
What goes on in Katy Perry's mind? You know, so many crazy things.
Yeah. I mean, she would literally just, like, talk, you know, in breaks. She'd just, like, say random things and, like, laugh. You know, people are just laughing at her. She's just, like, it was interesting. It's just, like, what is she doing? Like, what's she talking about? But let's talk a little bit about kind of what we were talking about, like, the decoration and their outfits and stuff, because mm-hmm. we were talking about the cactus. So mm-hmm. they pair neon cacti with neon palm trees. Good little mix mm-hmm. for, you know, the pop and the California Nashville take on it, which I like. The set was kind of cool. What I really love is seeing both of the bands play the different artist songs, because mm-hmm. you see the difference too. Like Casey's had cowboy hats mm-hmm. and then Katie's are more like, but they all were like in nice suits. You know, it was really interesting mm-hmm. to see.
Yeah,
that takes a lot for the band too.
Yeah, I appreciate when bands can take on other musicians' work, and also the fact that they play their own instruments too. I mean, we had Casey on the banjo, and then there was the song where they both play the guitar. So even them performing with their normal instruments that they're used to, I think really elevated their performance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with this. I'm glad you brought it up too, because I don't know if you guys caught Casey on Fallon.
Yeah,
but I thought that was adorable too. The band had a whole all different wardrobe, and mm-hmm. it really sucked me in. I like how they play along with her style. And it's
fun. I guess you're along for the ride if you're on the band of an artist. You get to have some fun, I'm sure.
Or I wonder how they feel about that sometimes.
I actually think about that, because you know, like, if it's like a guy lead singer, they're probably like all bros, like having fun. But then if you've got a girl, a lot of the times the rest of the band they're guys.
Yeah.
And there's probably a ton of girls coming to watch Casey Musgraves. So those guys are Katy Perry. So those guys are probably doing just fine.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, they're having some fun on the road, I'm sure. So let's talk about a little bit more of the songs that happened. We heard Merry Go Round as the second mm-hmm. song, which is Casey's big one.
Big mm-hmm. song.
Yeah.
I loved how Katy Perry went soft on this. And because we know Katy Perry, she's a great, great high voice, and she can hit high notes like no other. And also, but having her go the opposite end and go soft throughout the whole song, I thought was actually really refreshing.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree. You know what, too? I was telling JJ earlier, it sounded better when you were in person. Like, they sounded good on TV, but, like, Katy's voice, her range is insane. I was really impressed, because I'd never gone to a Katy Perry concert before, and this wasn't a concert, you know, they're chilling, singing, like, relaxed, but she sounded amazing in person. I was really impressed with her voice.
She has a great presence on stage, and I mm-hmm. didn't really realize, because I personally haven't experienced Katy Perry concert mm-hmm. yet. And I didn't realize how great she uses the stage and the presence, mm-hmm. and she hits the audience and really gets everyone engaged. And I'm like, she has a great voice, but also great stage presence, which mm-hmm. I think also helps just being a musician and performing.
Right. And then that pulls the other artists out, too. Like, Casey, you know, she kind of, I mean, she's more of a calm performer, I would say. She's acoustic, you know, she's played in coffee houses mm-hmm. and small venues and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, she's won 2 Grammys and she's going to be just fine. But, like, Katy Perry's a whole different world. Yeah. She plays arenas. Like, that's her sound. That's her performance value. It's a whole different, I don't know, it's just
it's more the whole show.
Yeah. It's like definitely a performance.
Absolutely.
So, the third song, though, was, I think I'm going to have to call it my favorite, the cover of Dolly Parton's.
That's very pretty.
Here You Come Again. Yeah. I loved it. I just love Dolly. I mean,
who doesn't love Dolly? Mm-hmm.
And Casey's little quote or little saying that she said that Katie called her Dolly without the tits. She's like, I'll take it. I mean, who wouldn't take that compliment? I'd be like, I'll be Dolly Parton any day.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. Just to be in the same line as Dolly Parton. Like, in the same breath as Dolly Parton, any reference, yeah, I would definitely take that too.
So funny. But I love that one. That one's my favorite. I like it when they do the covers. And speaking of the covers, I mean, they have to sit there and decide which ones they're going to do. They have to pick artists that they both like. And it's interesting that similarities in the artists that they look up to, like Dolly Parton and Bonnie Raitt, like, who would have thought Katy Perry would consider them idols or influences?
When you were there, did they do any covers that we didn't see?
Nope, they only did those two.
Okay. But also because you were there, did they choose the covers like right on spot, or did they have like a preset list that they wanted to cover?
Yeah, they picked before. So they each pick a cover, but something that they'll both like. So this was Casey's. The Dolly Parton one was Casey's. Mm-hmm. Bonnie Raitt one was Katie's.
Okay.
But then they rehearse it in advance since it's like neither one of their songs and they have to learn it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, those were my favorite ones, I think. Just hearing their take on someone, like an idol, you know? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So that was fun. Okay, so what was next?
Step Off.
Step Off. I know, that was
I like that one a lot, too, though.
And that's when Katie, you see them talking throughout the show, which I think those are the fun tidbits, because you kind of see them kind of talking, just being friends. I mean, Casey got huge because Katy Perry tweeted about her song, you know? Like, could you imagine just walking down the street? She said she was in Ireland walking down the street and her phone was blowing up because Katy Perry tweeted her. Yeah. I mean, Katy Perry's the most followed person on Twitter.
You should have 54 million.
Like, are there... Crazy. How?
Who does that?
Shocking.
Who does that?
I mean, it's insane.
She's up there with, like, the Justin Bieber numbers on Twitter. It's crazy.
She's above Oprah. She's above Taylor Swift. Like,
I was actually surprised, too, when she said, you know, they were talking about Casey having 2 Grammys and that she didn't have any, that she was nominated 11 times. I thought she already had one, you know? Yeah. I was like, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Thought she had.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. You would just assume because she is such a famous artist at this point.
Yeah, had so many hits. Hits.
But I love how she was telling Casey, during the Step Off time, how she wants to do an acoustic record next.
I would totally buy that.
When you hear her, when she sings some of the slower songs, like, she's got it. And she did say when you strip down everything, the words and the lyrics could be played in a coffee house, you know?
And you're just a guitar and a girl. Mm-hmm. And sometimes simple is all you need.
And there's so many of those guitars and girls out there, you know?
So many.
Who probably could be the next Katy Perry or Casey Musgraves.
Absolutely. I really love acoustic stuff, so I would definitely be interested in that album.
I would, too. I think it'd be just a whole different take on Katy Perry and what she stands for right now.
Mm-hmm. Or a more toned down, which would also just really just show how great of a singer she is. Not just the performance and the showcasing, you know, making a presence and stuff. Just, like, her actual talent and ability to sing. I think everyone needs to appreciate that. Right. She does have that.
She definitely has it. Mm-hmm. I was blown away because I really didn't expect. Because you hear the songs on the radio and they're fun songs, you know, people sing along to them, but I didn't realize actually what an amazing singer she was. Yeah. I always knew Casey was good because I can sing along to her songs, and she's got like a soft voice that I like because it's just like the songs that you feel relaxed and, you know, enjoy, you know, it's chill. Katy Perry's are like, a lot of them are like crazy.
You're fired up.
Yeah.
And a lot of times with Katy Perry songs, they're so visually and and her music videos, sometimes they're really over the top and then you kind of get lost in that and lose the music and her
and don't
her
hear
totally.
Singing.
Yes, totally. Exactly. So having a stripped down acoustic album would be amazing.
Well, I don't know, since the next song was Fireworks, she seems to be on a roll with those big flashy songs. Right. I like that one.
Sorry, even before Fireworks, we saw that little snippet of the thinking.
That was her talking
you.
About the acoustic album.
I wanted the whole version.
They did the whole version live, so I was surprised. But that's why the editing was interesting, because they just picked little pieces and they fit it together based on what was said during the show and all of that stuff, because it wasn't in order of how they filmed it at Sony.
Okay. I wanted the whole version. I felt
that
just.
Was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
They need to have little extra tidbits, you know, on the website.
Because, you know, and you see them in their dresses earlier, too, when they're sitting there talking. That was the rehearsal, I'm assuming, the day before. Because they're still out on stage practicing. But then they come out in those get-up, which Katie said she wanted someone who designed both of their outfits. Mm-hmm. What'd you think of Katie's see-through skirt?
Honestly, I wasn't a huge fan of
and
that
her green
one.
Hair.
I didn't. Yeah. I thought Casey looked adorable. I did think she looked like a younger, you know, Dolly Parton.
Uh-huh.
I just thought she nailed it. But yeah, I wasn't. Not a huge fan of the green hair and the see-through skirts.
I was like sad it was green. I really was.
Well, I didn't mind it because that just showed Katie being Katie. And, you know, this is Crossroads. It is the collaboration of two completely different genres. And I was like, you know what? That's Katie. That's her personality. Let it be Katie. And, you know, her hair matched the green neon cactuses behind her. So go for it.
I do love how she is such an individual. And I usually do love her costumes and things. And I would like to have seen a big contrast between the two. But, yeah, this one just was a miss.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't wear it, let's be honest. But then again, Casey Musgraves, that little outfit was just so cute. You know? Oh, man. Fireworks. Speaking of that.
Love the acoustic. Mm-hmm. I love how, because I've heard so many different versions of fireworks now, from covers, from Glee. So fireworks is ingrained in my head in one certain way. And then always trying to hear a new version. And I love this version. It was acoustic. And if this song was up on iTunes, I would buy it right now.
I know. That's when I wrote down, I was like, Casey has such a soothing voice. Because it was just so, I don't know. It's so nice to hear their harmonies work together. Mm-hmm. Just their voices are so different. So that's what Crossroads is all about, is hearing two very distinct voices, but them kind of melding together.
Yeah, that's why I really noticed more Casey's is a little lower, you know, and like he said, mellower, and just like, so I did like the balance of her being so low and then Katie being so strong and higher, that it was blended really well.
And that's always a fun song. But I did like how they did it this show.
Oh, it's a great song.
Then they talked about like artists like Madonna and how she's stayed, you know, decades upon decades having this career. That seems to be what Katy Perry's shooting for at this point. I mean, longevity, but she said it takes a lot. You have to be a very confident person.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I definitely think it would be. I think it's amazing how Madonna has done it and managed to stay relevant for so long. I think that would be a huge challenge.
With all the new artists that are up and coming constantly, somebody new.
Yeah, and it's interesting, like, their different idols and who they looked up to. Katie with Madonna, who's very, Madonna known for being over the top, somewhat, you know, a lot of criticizing in some ways and sometimes controversial. Mm-hmm. And then that can be Katie sometimes. So I can see how Katie can emulate her her career. And then we had Alison Krauss as another. I mean, I love Alison Krauss.
Do.
And her voice is very soothing, just like Casey Musgraves. Mm-hmm. So it's like, just their icons and who they look up to. I was like, yeah, it totally, you know, resembles what their performances are like.
And a good balance is someone with Alison Krauss who, like they said, she just stuck to what she wanted to do.
Acoustic
and she stayed firm. So whereas Madonna's kind of shifted and changed and evolved and, you know, it's a complete opposite of someone who...
But also memorable.
Yeah, but both great. You know, both amazing. But someone who really just stuck with what they wanted to do and was firm about it.
And I think it's too, like, the difference between pop and country or the different genres. Like, pop's hard. I mean, you see what Katy Perry does. She colors her hair and she wears crazy outfits. Like, you have to stay so, like, out there to get people's attention and constantly evolve and, like, do crazy things.
It's a great point. And I think with country, people kind of like the consistency of, like, still, I mean, now, like, when the George Strait song, you know, it's like, I still love him. Yeah, it's like, he's who I listened to years
it's
ago.
Stable,
and he's still,
comforting.
And it makes you feel good when you hear it.
Yeah, and also I did like the message, especially I believe it was Casey that said it. You know, pretty much don't change your ways. You stay to what you know, what you're comfortable with, and
what
you'll
you believe
be fine.
In,
yeah,
you
you'll
know?
Be fine because that's what Alison Krauss did, and she's still doing great.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, they're following their arrow, aren't they? Was
yes.
that the next song?
Good job, good job.
It was the next song, and I didn't even know. Great segue.
Totally.
That's funny. That's when the glamour department came out, though.
Yeah.
And she, literally, Casey caught it. She's like, I need a wig handler. Like, only in the South would you be caught, you know?
Yeah, wig handler.
That's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. But follow your arrow. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. And Casey said it right. This girl follows her arrow, talking about Katie. Like, she definitely does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love the message of the song, Follow Your Arrow. Mm-hmm. You know, just be who you are. If you want to be rebellious, then be it. And then, you know, if you want to be good, then be good. You know, and I think the message of the song speaks to so many different people. And not just girls, but everyone.
It is,
I mean, because, you know, the song, the lyrics were towards more the female demographic because, you know, it is Casey. Mm-hmm. But I love the message, just be who you are.
That's true.
And don't let anyone stop you.
That's the best message you could get. Be you. Like,
yeah.
Nobody else is like you. So follow that arrow, people.
Yeah, especially nowadays when I just feel like media and everything, they're so, they want people to mess up and they want, you know, something to laugh at. And you know, as soon as somebody messes up something, it's spread virally. And it's just like, it's a great message to just ignore all that stuff. Just do what you want and be happy.
That's the only way to live life, y'all. It's the only way to live life.
YOLO. Yeah.
And that's what they, and then they also talked about kind of being vulnerable and that coming out in their lyrics. And so that's also them being themselves and sharing a part of them that we wouldn't know if they weren't artists and songwriters. Mm-hmm. So I can't even imagine, like, you know, I mean, that's like, they literally have to be so, like, introspective and break down mm-hmm. things that have happened in their lives and be willing to share that. That takes a lot.
And knowing that, you know, once they do it, that millions of people have felt the same things that they're feeling and they're going through, and that they touch a chord.
And those are the best songs. Mm-hmm. When I can listen to a song and relate to it, and, you know, those stories that come up, the memories that come up in your mind when you're listening to mm-hmm. something, those are the best songs.
Yeah, and, you know, it just reminds me of Nashville, the show that we all cover mm-hmm. here also at AfterBuzz, that, woo-hoo. You know, sometimes you have to hit rock bottom to and realize your darkest moments in your life to really write something beautiful about it and have other people listen and relate. So mm-hmm. I think, yes, you have to be vulnerable and know all the things that you've gone through to really showcase your work and spread that message out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're doing a great job, aren't they, y'all?
Yeah.
What was next? Oh, the Bonnie Raitt cover.
I
can't make you love me. That was great. I thought Casey was very solid on that, in that performance. I thought she sounded great in that.
I think that was my second favorite song.
We'll do it in a second. We'll save that one. No, but I thought it was great.
And I think it was great for both voices because we heard Casey harmonizing the first verse and then Casey actually singing the second, mm-hmm. and it was definitely in Casey's vocal range. And I loved how Katie can bring her performance down while Casey can bring mm-hmm. hers up. It was a beautiful balance, and I love this song mm-hmm. in general.
Yeah, same here. I've always been a huge fan of the song, and so when they sang that one, I definitely loved it.
And that's such a, like, true song, too, mm-hmm. you know? Oh, goodness. Yep. You guys, they were like, right on.
Spot yeah. on.
Such good stuff. And then, of course, they had to finish out this show with what we started our show with, Roar. Right. Of course. I mean, you have to.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of the biggest party fun songs right now, I feel, and it was very timely. But, like, that's what I love about the show because you can do fun songs from the past that are timeless, like the Bonnie Raitt mm-hmm. song, and then, like, now, which is big. And I thought it was fun, although you can tell because this is Katie's song. She's so used to it, and she's using that stage and her presence and hitting the crowd. And then I'm like, Casey, have some fun. I'm sorry, is kind of outshining you in this performance. Like, hit the crowd. Show some fun. This is a party song you can jump up and down to.
Right.
You know?
She started, I think that was the one where she started to loosen up a little bit. I think I saw her do a smile. So mm-hmm. I think that's what I liked, too. Because I'm like, come on, they're coming. They were both so strong. And that was my favorite song.
Yeah.
But, like, I just loved how strong it was. But, yeah, I'm with you. I did want to see her enjoy the moment a little bit more.
I just don't know if that's who she is. Yeah. You know, when it comes down to performance, like, I mean, which is so interesting that they're on this Prismatic World Tour together. You know, Casey's opening for Katie, and they're so different, but I think it stems down to the songwriting and the similarities that they talk about there. But yeah, they're just very different mm-hmm. performers.
And I get that, and that's why we have Crossroads, but I feel this is the perfect platform, perfect time to get out of your comfort zone and mm-hmm. take on someone else's performance, especially with the other performer, you know, the original mm-hmm. person. Like, this is a time where Casey could have stood away from the mic stand and really had fun with it. And we saw Katie do it. She's natural with this is her song. I just wanted Casey to, like, elevate her performance a bit and have more fun with it.
Roar. Mm-hmm. Totally makes sense. It's a fun
song. She didn't move.
The whole audience.
She just stood there and
harmonized. The audience was having fun, though. The audience was having fun with that one. And that's the one, of course, that they ended the show with, because, mm-hmm. I mean, everybody was waiting on it. Because I kept looking back, because there's, like, the big teleprompter in the back, you know, with the lyrics. Just in case, you never know. They're singing each other's songs, right? But I was like, what's next? And Roar, I was like, that's how they're going to finish the show.
I mean,
so that was great.
I like Casey Graves. She's a very, or Casey Musgraves. She's a great singer, great performer. But this is the perfect time where she could have really tried a different genre. And she didn't get out of that comfort mm-hmm. zone for
me. I don't see her anything but country, though.
I know.
So I guess
it's... I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, no. But yeah, I don't know. It's but you also kind of see that come out when they're talking and the personalities that they each have. Katie is definitely a very much more of an extrovert. You know, she's very, she's the one, like, talking a lot during those, the, like, little clips that we get. And Casey doesn't really talk as much either. So I don't know if it's, like, she's also kind of new to all of this. Yeah. So who knows if her, you know, she's still kind of getting her way. And Katie is a big personality.
Yeah.
She's a big presence. Almost overwhelms the other one.
Yeah, I would almost like to see her sing something with, like, with Carrie Underwood, you know, and see, because Carrie's kind of got more of that fiery country, and just see if maybe that would bring something out of her a little more. Maybe they have, and I missed it.
Yeah. Well, no, but Casey's written a ton of songs for Miranda Lambert, so that would even be an interesting one, because Miranda's definitely, like, firecracker in country music. So, I, you know, I think they're good friends, but yeah, it would be kind of cool to see what it would be like with someone from her own genre if she maybe would loosen up a little bit more. The only one we really saw them, like, kind of getting into was when they had a little bit of a choreographed dance to Dolly Parton's song, because they were doing, like, the little...
Yeah.
So that was cute. But, yeah, there wasn't much... I don't know. Because comparing it to the last Crossroads, which was Dierks and One Republic, I mean, they were into it. I mean, they're jumping. They're, like, talking, you know, talking to people in the crowd, like a real concert. This was more of just, like... We're filming this for a TV show, you know?
Yeah. And I felt with the Dierks and One Republic, they really brought on each other's music. They went full on. Like, when they were singing Dierks, they sang in the way Dierk would. And when Dierks sang One Republic, he rocked out. And I didn't feel like Casey really took upon the pop out of, you know, like, out-of-body experience. Like, she really could have used her stage presence and stuff.
It's an interesting collaboration just because... It happened, obviously, they're going on tour together, they're friends now, like, that's been huge in the news. I don't know if that never happened, if they would have ever paired them together in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't, these two wouldn't be my first choice to pair together.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was fun to have them collaborate.
Okay, so favorite part of the show then? It can be song, it can be any little part.
My favorite song was the cover of Can't Make You Love Me. I mean, it was so beautiful just to listen to. And I also liked it that it wasn't their own personal song. It was someone else's. So they could have taken it in any different direction they wanted to.
Yeah, I'd love to say something different, but it's where my head went right to first. Yeah, I think that was the most sucked in of the night that I got. I mean, and I do also enjoy seeing the little behind-the-scenes moments.
Me too.
You know, I think... You know, when she's like, we paint with our words, and I paint my hair. Or, you know, she's like, someday, you know, you'll do this. And
Casey's like probably thinking
you'll get there.
Yeah. She's like, no.
I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No.
Who knows? Maybe, like, pink. She's never going to dye her hair green, but.
I can see one little streak.
Right. Because she's a little bit of a rebel in country music, but I don't know that she's going to dye her head completely. I think it's, we're all on the same track, are the covers. Like, I loved hearing the covers. I mean, because we can hear their songs all the time, and it's cool to hear them together on their songs, but hearing Dolly and Bonnie, like, those are cool.
Mm-hmm.
The covers are always kind of the best, because you also kind of get an insight into who influenced them and their careers over the years.
Absolutely.
So that was kind of fun. Anything else from the show?
Overall, I did enjoy it because, you know,
too.
I love both voices in completely different ways. And then having, I mean, this is why I love Crossroads, because we get two different musicians that you think would never cross paths ever. But then we get to experience it.
So be thinking of who you'd want next for predictions, but we're not there yet.
And they always go so quickly. Like, if it was over, I was like, no. Like,
it was only like 40 minutes.
We want more music.
Exactly.
I want a longer version of, you know, the thinking of you.
Right? Next time, CMT, listen to what we're saying. All right, let's get into some news and gossip then.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, so we were all talking about this before, but Katy Perry, she tweeted yesterday, and I was wondering what it was. She was like, I've got some big news that I get to share tomorrow. So today, she announced... And by the way, you guys, she's only 29 years old, which to me is just insane. Yeah.
And Casey's only 25.
I know. Oh.
Wow.
Why?
What are we doing with our lives?
For real.
Exactly.
Making us feel bad. But at only 29, she announced the launch of Metamorphosis Music. It's a joint venture with her record label, Capitol. And she's already signed her first artist, Ferris, who has been opening on her Prismatic World Tour. So, I mean, girlfriend is just...
Get
She's
it.
Diversifying.
Good for her.
That's good.
It's amazing. So I can't wait to see kind of what types of artists, because it could be anybody. She could go for country. She could, I mean, you just never know.
Yeah. I think that'll be really interesting.
Yeah. Metamorphosis, right?
Changing. The ability to change. I would love a country album from Katie. I mean, if Kelly Clarkson can do it and go country, Katie can definitely do it.
And she can. And Sheryl Crow, I mean.
Absolutely.
Country's the way to be, people.
I feel Katie's very versatile. She can do really a lot of different
things. At least the acoustic album. That's something she wants to do. We're looking forward to it.
She can play guitar, too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
She's got it. Do you all have anything else on Katie?
No. I do not.
I got a little bit on Casey, which we talked about her on Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
When she debuted her new song, the trailer song. She sticks to a theme, you know? Her album, same trailer, different park. Like, something about those trailers. But what'd you think of?
She was adorable. I just really loved it. I liked the song. I mean, it's different.
It
you know? It was definitely a little funky, but like,
so
I
true,
just
though.
Loved it. Yeah.
Right? It's like, mind your own business.
Yeah.
Let me live in my trailer. You go back to yours. Stop wondering who cut my hair. Stop wondering what guy's underwear's on the line. Like,
totally. I think I appreciate it too, being from a small town in Nebraska. Because it was like, you could not do anything without everybody's parents having something to say about it, or everybody seeing, or your parents knowing about it before you even got home.
And whatever happened in high school, they're still talking about now every time I come home. It's like, everybody take a little break, take a relaxing breath there. But also, she just tweeted, she actually recently recorded with Brian Wilson, leader of the Beach Boys. Mm-hmm. So she collaborated with him on his album, which is kind of cool. I mean, Casey's kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. And right now, before she heads out with Katy Perry, she's actually on tour with Willie Nelson and Alison Krauss, which I'm assuming that's how she came to play in the show.
Name
but that's an interesting one, too. I mean, Willie Nelson, you know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's a legend in and of himself.
And right now, I
think she smokes some weed with him.
I wouldn't
roll that joint, or don't.
Right, you got it.
You just there you go.
Spoke those lyrics, but yeah, I mean, right now, and I believe I read something where they picked these two. They're saying that they're at the peak of their careers, and really, they are. Mm-hmm. Casey's got 2 Grammys. She is on tour with all these great people. Katie, I mean, she's still making moves. Mm-hmm. So
still rocking it.
Pretty awesome. So predictions of the next CMT Crossroads.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Now, we did this last
time. Yeah, we did it.
You didn't warn me about this part. I know the guy I want to see, but I'm kind of trying to think of who. I want Blake Shelton, but I'm trying to decide who I want.
That should be easy, though.
He could sing with any.
Well, I know. That's what I mean. It's wide open.
But because he's on The Voice, so how easy it would be to get him to be like with Usher or somebody like that.
Yeah, and
you know?
I feel he's very knowledgeable of all the other different genres because of that show. He has experience listening to other people's voices and knowing how they perform.
Yeah.
Plus, I just think he would be entertaining. He'd have some cocktails and who knows what stories like he would tell in between.
So
and,
true. I see this is hard. I didn't think about this before I put us all on the spot.
Well,
I don't actually have one banked in the back of my brain here.
I still want this to happen because I mentioned on the last Crossroads. All right, think about it. Boys to Men and Little Big Town. If they go a cappella,
that could be really cool.
Amazing.
That's true.
Both of those groups can harmonize like no other without any music. They can go a cappella like the whole performance and I'd be fine.
It would
That's
be
a
really
good call.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
See, I was like thinking last time, I was like, I want some like 2 queens of their genres. You know, you got Queen B, Queen B, Beyonce, and then like Dolly or Miranda or something, you know, but are they going to get Beyonce on CMT Crossroads? I don't know. Mm. But still, you know, I think it'd be interesting to see who they pull.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's next for number 51. 50 was a big one.
I mean,
Katy Perry's a big.
That's a big
partnership.
Yeah,
it's partner. Yeah, it's a good collab, but I don't know. I'll have to do more research.
Yeah, I got to think on that one, too.
I mean, I got to mention Martina McBride. She's already done Crossroads twice, but I want her to sing with more people.
May very well happen again.
I sure hope so.
Oh,
I mean, I'll be there.
Well, it was a good one. Number 50 was one for the books and one for the shows. Thanks so much for joining us, you guys. Where can they find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at SerafiniTV.
And I'm at JJ Jerkins and my blog, TomGirl.tv.
And I am on Twitter and Instagram at Southern_wit. Just changed it, you guys.
Nice. Wow. Fancy.
And my website, Whitney-Lane.com. But thanks for tuning in. We'll see you for the next CMT Crossroads.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.